Can you talk a little bit about just your journey here? I mean, you were with Buffalo. You had a solid year last year. I think you had a good game right here against the Patriots last year, and now you're here.
For me, my journey to get here has been long. You know, it's been a long, I guess, going into my fourth year. Like you said, I did have a good game here. You know, I played well against the Patriots the last few years, so, you know, I'm sure Coach Belichick took that into consideration when looking at me. So, you know, I'm happy to be here now.
You've had to overcome a fair amount, and I'm sure you don't want to go too far into, you know, personal health stuff, but, you know, Buffalo had an opportunity to retain a guy who had more than 41 catches and was a high contributor, and they decided not to. How hard is it to try and overcome perceptions about what you're able and not able to do?
You know, I can't really concentrate on that. You know, I just got to come out here and work hard every day. You know, the coaches can see what I can do. You know, they see, you know, from film from the last few years, like I said. And I just come out here and work hard every day. I can't really think about what's happened in the past with my health and things like that. I just move forward with it.
I didn't phrase that very well either. I guess I should have just said. How much of a determined person are you because of the things you have to overcome in those perceptions?
I guess, you know, things like that will make you, it'll make you work harder. But for me, you know, it's all about just coming out here, and I want to win. You know, I haven't been on a winning team in the last 3 years, so that's my biggest thing is to win. And I work hard for my son, my family back home. I work hard for this team. So, you know, as far as all of this stuff with the health and all of that stuff, it's not really on my mind.
What's the situation with your health last year? Can you kind of give us some details on that?
Nah, I don't really want to go into that from last year. You know, like I said, it's the past. I'm here working now. You know, I'm healthy, you know, and I work every day with the doctors, the team doctors here and the team trainers here. So, you know, I'm healthy enough to be out here, and that's really all I pay attention to going forward.
Work with the team doctors specifically related to whatever happened last year that you won't talk about, or is it just your normal?
Just normal, you know, just normal things. It's not like I have to see them extra or anything like that. It's just normal things that everybody has to go through here.
How old is your son?
He'll be 3 in August.
Do you mind if I ask what his name is?
His name is Kion Jones.
Good deal.
So, yeah, he's a big story. You know, I had an older brother who died, and he was born on my brother's birthday. So, you know, he took his name.
How old was your brother when he died?
He was not even a year old when he died. So he died as a baby.
Can you spell your son's name?
K-I-I-O-N. Kion Jones.
Donald, having had to work so hard, I mean, as coming in as an unrestricted free agent thing, how much does that help you coming into this situation with 12 receivers on the roster right now?
Well, when you get into the NFL, every year is going to be competition. You know, every year in Buffalo, we had 10 receivers, 11 receivers. So, you know, you have to have a bunch of receivers going into camp because, you know, guys get hurt, things like that happen. So, you know, as far as the competition, I've been competing every year since I got into the NFL, and it's not going to be any different here. So, like I said, I'm working now with the quarterback so that when we get into OTAs and moving forward into camp in the preseason games, you know, everybody's on one accord.
Donald, I remember reading something. You said when you come out of Youngstown State that the Giants were a team you were hoping to play for because they were America's best team. any irony in the fact now that you're here?
I'm not sure if I said they were America's best team. I did grow up a Giants fan. You know, I'm from New Jersey, but you know, I'm happy to be here. You know, I'm sure you guys have had some good games against them over the past years and the Super Bowls and things like that. You know, hopefully this year we'll be able to play them in the Super Bowl.
Did you watch the Super Bowl in 07 against the Giants?
Yeah, definitely.
What do you remember from that?
In 07, just that big catch, you know, by Tyree. That was really, I guess, the biggest point of the game. That's the one thing that stands out in my mind.
What have you found so far about this offense that is unique from whether it be Youngstown or Buffalo in terms of what they ask you to do?
Well, here, you know, the playbook is a lot more difficult than anywhere I've been. You know, Youngstown was easy. It's a simple college playbook. Buffalo, you know, it got harder, but, you know, once you get it, you get it here. They keep you on your toes. You know, they switch a lot of things up, you know, week to week. So you gotta constantly be be on your, you know, your ones and twos and paying attention to what they're saying. Because if you get out there and you mess it up, either you're on the bench or Tom's not throwing to you. So just got to make sure you're in your playbook at all times and you're studying everything you have to do.
How has your early relationship, how was your early relationship with Brady been? Have you had many opportunities to work with him?
Yeah, every day, you know, every day we're out and we're throwing over in the bubble or outside. So, you know, we talk every now and then. You know, he jokes about Buffalo just because it's a rival team. So he'll, you know, he'll always have jokes with me about, you know, cheating the drill or something like that. But, you know, it's cool. It's real good to be able to work alongside, you know, one of the great quarterbacks of all time. So, you know, I'm excited.
He asked about the hotels?
Nah, he didn't. He hasn't yet. You know, maybe he will week one. I'm not sure.
You were talking about the competition and stuff. With the way that they remade the wide receiver depth chart here, do you feel like there's a big spot that can really be taken if you go out and grab it?
Yeah, it's always a spot to be taken if you go out and grab it. You know, it's no different from any other years that I've been in the league. You know, it's really up for grabs. Everybody's competing. You know, you're gonna have to compete every year. So, you know, it's no one spot that's locked down or anything like that. You have to compete when you come out here, and you know, to make the best man win.
Donald, you're coming to a team that not only a new team, but a team with a lot of new wide receivers on it. How has that acclimation process been to this point for you guys? Because again, it's not just, you know, a new team for you, but a lot of new teammates here.
Yeah.
In the first year here.
You know, it's everybody's new, so you know, everybody's working together so that we can learn the playbook together. It's not like one guy's coming in and everybody is above him as far as, you know, the playbook and things like that. Everybody's coming in at the same level. So, you know, we're all working together to learn the playbook. We all work together in the weight room, things like that, so that, you know, we're ready to compete against the defense, you know, come next week.
There was a shot that you took last year from Vince.
Yeah.
Not to bring up a bad memory, but have you talked to him about that at all or since? Or?
Yeah, I talked to him about it. You know, they guys make jokes about it all the time. They bring it up. You know, matter of fact, when I came on my visit here, you know, that was one of the first things the coaches said. You know, so, you know, that's something that I'll never forget.
Did they joke about it, or is it more of a compliment that you got to
remember? Both. You know, at the same time, they'll make a joke, and then at the end, they'll try to, you know, fix it over by saying, well, you got up anyway, though, so it's all good. But
is that Coach Belichick?
No, not Coach Belichick.
That's the hardest hit you've ever taken just because of the size of the person hitting you?
You know what? It actually looked a lot worse than what it was. It didn't hurt. I'm sure if he landed on me, it might have hurt a lot more. But, you know, the hit, he caught me in the air, so, you know, the hit didn't hurt or anything like that. It's not the hardest hit that I've taken.
How'd that play unfold again? I mean, were you running? Do you remember the play call or the route you were running on?
It was a middle screen,
yeah.
And you know, I don't even really remember how Vince ended up right there when I caught the ball, but he was right there, so you know, he read it well, and you know, he just caught me in the air, and that's something that I guess D linemen always hope for, is to catch a receiver coming over the middle. So you know, he got his thing that he always hoped for, I guess.
It's a big safety shot. Never has a chance for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have any kind of history with any of the guys in this locker room? I mean, any time, you know, college or former teammates or?
I would say the most two guys, Devin McCourty. You know, being from New Jersey, just being from that tri-state area, you know, I knew him prior to being here, and then I played with him in the Senior Bowl when we were coming out. So I knew him already, and then Kamar Aiken, one of the other receivers who was in Buffalo with me. So you know, they're the guys that, you know, when I first got here, I was, you know, talking to the most. But you know, now I'm cool with everybody.
About all these New Jersey guys playing from Rutgers or lived in New Jersey, Port of New Jersey on this team, I feel you're right at home half the time.
I'm not sure. You know, I guess I can't even tell you what's going on with the whole Rutgers and Jersey connection. You know, I guess it's a new pipeline coming through New England. But you know, everybody's who's from New Jersey that's on the team. You know, when I was in Buffalo, I was the only person from New Jersey. So to be on a team with a bunch of guys from New Jersey, it's a lot different.
You know? Did they contact you, your representative, or did you contact the Patriots when you became available?
I guess they contacted my representatives.
So. Pretty pleased when you got a call from them.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Donald, how is it? I mean, you didn't go to a Division I school. You kind of took this unusual route, and I'm just wondering how it maybe shaped you going from community college to Youngstown to undrafted.
Well, I guess, you know, I come from inner city, so I've had a tough way here. You know, I've seen a lot of things growing up. So I've had a tough way just to, you know, really to get to college. So going to JUCO and then going to a small school and coming into the league the way I did, undrafted, all of that stuff, you know, it's always a battle. It's always a battle. And, you know, this year it's no different. It's a battle. You know, like you said, it's what, 12 receivers or something like that. It's going to be a battle. So every year it's been a battle for me, and I guess it's shaped me getting to this point, and it's helped me out, and, you know, I'm ready for the battle.
Some of that, though, I remember reading correctly, too, was kind of on yourself, you said. School wasn't maybe all that important to you and put you in a position you ended up being in.
Yeah, when I was, you know, when I was young in high school, I didn't really, you know, do what I had to do to, you know, to get to where I wanted to get to. So I had to go the JUCO route, which really helped me out a lot. You know, moving forward, maybe if I went straight to a big school, I might not have made it through. You know, I didn't have that mindset as far as school. So going to JUCO really helped me out a lot.
You know, growing up, there must have been a moment then where you said, I have to turn this thing around and now's the time. Was there a moment?
The moment really is when I had, you know, a bunch of offers coming out of high school, and really I couldn't get through the NCAA clearinghouse, and happened to go to JUCO and pay for school. That was really like, I got to turn this around.
Did the Patriots show much interest in you as you were coming out in 2010 out of Youngstown? How much interest did they show?
I don't really remember. Yeah. I don't really remember. You know, when you're going through that whole combine process, you know, it's every team is really showing interest. You know, you interview with every team. So I don't really remember if they showed me interest or not.
You didn't take a visit down here?
No.
Where you grew up, particularly a rough area.
Where I grew up in Plainfield, New Jersey, you know, it's a beautiful city, but it has its rough parts, and yeah, I did grow up in a rough area. Yeah.
Tom, back to the playbook. A lot of veteran receivers have had trouble coming in here and catching on. Mm-hmm. What's different about it? What makes it so tough? Without giving too much away.
Yeah. Well, as far as the playbook, you know, it's, I guess you all know, you know, it's different systems. You know, some systems are digit systems, some systems are concept-based. And, you know, for some guys, it's harder to make that transition from a digit system to a concept-based to West Coast and things like that. So, you know, this playbook is very complex. And if you're not studying at all times, if you don't put the work in, you really won't be able to contain it because they're always switching things up.
What do you think living in our lovely area here? Some players say they don't even know what Route 1 is, and it's right out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm still in a hotel over right now, so, you know, I've been doing a little bit of traveling back and forth over here, Route 1, up to Boston, down to Providence. You know, it's definitely a beautiful area. Like I said, it's been a little chilly. You know, hopefully it warms up soon, being going into the end of May now. But, nah, it's a beautiful area. I like it.
Playing in Buffalo, this isn't chilly.
Nah, I play. I'm used to the cold. I joke around with things like that. I'm from New Jersey. It's no different in here. I played in Buffalo for the last 3 years. I went to school in Ohio, so, you know, it's nothing different. You know, I just like to joke around because it's May and it's still chilly.
What was the perception of the Patriots organization at Buffalo, and is it kind of strange coming to a rival now?
I mean, the perception of it was, you know, they're a great team. You know, it's going to be a war when you go into that game with the Patriots. That's every game. You know, it's always going to be a war. You're going to have to score points to beat them. So, you know, that was the perception here. It's a hard-working team for sure. You know, it's like those guys never get tired. So, you know, you just got to score it. Me, on the offensive side of the ball, it was like, we got to score points. Yeah.
How is it working with a guy like Brady? I mean, you kind of dream about it. What is it like actually being here and doing it?
You know, for me, still being a young, I guess, veteran receiver now, you know, it's something that I really grew up watching him. So to be here and playing alongside him now is, you know, I don't want to say a dream come true because, you know, that kind of sounds starstruck. But, you know, it really is when you're a young receiver, you want a great quarterback to be able to play along with. You know, he can make you that much better. So, you know, like I said, I'm excited about it and working hard every day to make sure he trusts me out there on the field. He knows what I'm doing and I know what he's doing.
How different is it working with him versus?
Working with him, you know, he's a hard worker. He really wants guys, he's very fast, up-tempo. So, you know, he wants everybody to be up-tempo, you know, make sure you're always, his biggest thing is working hard. If you come to work and work hard every day, then you're cool with him.